You're listening to the audio production of The Loyal Heart, A Lone Star Hero's Love Story by Shelley Shepherd Gray, published by Zondervan and read by Devin O'Day.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Let us go home and cultivate our virtues. Robert E. Lee, addressing his soldiers at Appomattox. Prologue. Johnson's Island, Ohio, Confederate States of America Officers POW Camp, January 1865. They were digging another grave. The third that week, which Devon Arthur Moore, captain in the CSA, reckoned was hard enough without knowing it was for Rory MacDonald. Rory had been all of 19, the youngest member of his unit by far. Because he had been a private, he shouldn't have even been in prison with him in the first place. He wouldn't have been, except for some clerk's error. The clerk's mistake had been Rory's good fortune, however. Conditions had been better for him here than they would have been in the enlisted prisoner of war camp in Columbus. Devon had been grateful for that. Rory had been a good man. He'd been a good soldier, too. If they hadn't been captured down in Tennessee, he would have made sergeant before too long. The Confederacy had needed more young men like him. Devon had been certain Rory was going to walk out of their prison in the middle of Lake Erie, go home to his family's loving arms, find a pretty girl to marry, and accomplish something great. In short, Devon had been sure Rory MacDonald was going to do them all proud. Instead, the best of them was going to spend...